And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. And again, take advantage of this opportunity you have to have a back and forth and straight up ask an elected official a question, 785-537-1350. We're just talking about the upcoming Riley County Fair, and I want to go ahead and mention some of those events. July 27th through the 31st is when it will be this year at the Riley County Fairgrounds, just by Seco Park. Ottaway Amusements and Carnival, that will start July 27th and run through the 31st. Got the Fair Parade, which will be July 27th at 6 p.m. Go along Points Avenue, 4-H floats, all sorts of fun stuff there. We'll have some bridges on display. That'll be done by, I believe, 4-H'ers. And Blue Valley Pork Producers Barbecue, that'll be July 28th. That's always a fair favorite, 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. Before I go on more, got a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Hello, caller.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Commissioner Wells.
Yes.
Very nice to hear you talking about a little bit of history and development of Manhattan and the growth of Manhattan, but I'm curious about your take. Riley County and Manhattan seem to have kind of given up the development and allowed Pottawatomie County to take it and run with it. All of that development over there on the east of the Blue River, all those developments that are happening. I personally believe that Blue Township is approaching the point where Pottawatomie County is going to just throw up their hands and say, we're done. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't want to deal with it. We're going to dump it on Manhattan, or we're going to dump it on Riley County. I doubt that the county's going to get involved. But is there anything that the county could be doing to encourage more development in Riley County? I understand maybe we don't have the nice level areas that could be developed like Pottawatomie County does, but it just seems that we've just given up that, everything's going to go east of Pottawatomie County, and we're not going to do anything. Would you comment on that?
You're correct. That's kind of the feeling, because we're resigned to the fact that moderate housing can't necessarily, it's not low income housing, but affordable housing, which is in all the price ranges, that's where it's destined to go, because we work every day on trying to do find areas in Raleigh County, which the topography has stopped us. We're a very small county. Then we have this great big, these boundaries, waves coming off of Fort Raleigh for sound. And then to the north and west, most of that, quite a bit of that land is owned by Kansas State University. And that's pretty well going to be the boundary of Colbert Hills and that area. So our preference has been, we need sewer and water, so we use city sewer and water. So we encourage the city. They're expanding that direction. We have a couple areas right now in the county that we're looking at getting access to the sewer and things, but they're going to be small commercial areas. For residential, it's just going to be very, very difficult. We're a very small county, and that little piece squeezed in between Fort Riley and Tuttle Creek Lake, the terrain is just terrible for sewer systems. Water not so bad, but it's very difficult. We've got our hands full. I would love to have that building over here in Raleigh County, but it's just not going to occur to the extent that it is over in Green Valley Road in that area.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your comments.
Well, thank you very much for the call. Like I say, it's a handful, and I always, when I was building, I always wanted to build within 6 blocks of home or whatever. You know, I prefer that it be here in Raleigh County, but I did build 3 over in Pottawatomie County early on Green Valley Road. But you're right, flat terrain, easy digging, no rock. So that's just what Raleigh County is going to be faced with.
And Pottawatomie County's had a big housing boom as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
A lot of that in kind of response to some housing prices around Manhattan and Riley County, a little cheaper. Of course, can have more people build over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to wonder, and I've heard that a lot of those housing prices are catching up in Pott County in relation to Manhattan.
It is. They have specials too. And when you look at the taxes and everything, the rural taxes aren't so bad out in ag land. But Pottawatomie County is facing a dilemma there, because it's going to be very expensive in that area east of Manhattan when they're anticipating as many as 66,000 people someday living there. So I think eventually it's going to have to go into Manhattan.
Absolutely. When I hear about development in Manhattan and Riley County, especially when we're talking about the city of Manhattan, everybody talks about development has to be vertical.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You got to build up.
And then, of course, Paulding County is working very very hard on getting access and getting another entrance into Manhattan, into Raleigh County. So, and that's going to have to occur someday, but currently, of course, there's no funds available, but they're going to be planning ahead and preserving the right-of-way. So they're at least, you know, they're thinking ahead about it, and they talk about six-laning Highway 24, but that's still a weak point, are those bridges over the river, and that's still dumping all that traffic in one spot. So eventually there's going to have to be another route around, and it's on the horizon. I can't tell you how far out, though.
And Brady Bowman with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells had a lot of good calls this morning already. Still got time to get those calls in, 785-537-1350. And going along with that, Commissioner, talking about possible different routes in the future, especially between here and Pott County. I know the Marlette Bridge has been something that's been talked about a lot, especially in some of our joint city-county-county meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give us a little overview of where that's at.
Well, it's in the stages where Paulding County is wanting to preserve the right-of-way so that it doesn't get built full of houses. So you'd have to purchase houses or develop land, you know, for that right-of-way. Raleigh County, it's a short distance from Casement to that point, so we'd have the smaller portion of it. However, I would assume the counties would share the cost of the bridge. The bridge at that location would be very extensive, very, very expensive, and have to cover a lot of floodplains. So right now with the MPO, the Flint Hills Regional Council, with everybody looking that direction, we're trying to keep it moving ahead, but it's going to have to be conceptually, as there's no way to come up with the funds right now. And it's going to have to take federal money and state money too. But with, as you know, with the state's condition, I don't know when that's going to occur either.
All right, even with the budget that the state passed, that does kind of shore some things up, at least better than it's been in the past few years.
Correct.
I'm reading a lot of reports where the damage done since 2012, we're still doing right. A lot of catch-up. That's still going to be kind of behind the trend of catching up with things. Mm-hmm. So roads, bridges, those sort of things are still going to be kind of up in the air as far as funding is concerned.
That's true. Yeah, we've got our work cut out for us anyway at state level, and that's why people need to watch these upcoming elections on their representatives and senators, because we need some sharp leadership in there now, because we got a lot of work. It's going to have to tighten our belt. And just like right now, you know, I hated to learn they're going to have to take money out of my check for clear back to January now. And, you know, the small, lower and middle income, I mean, they taxed everybody, raised taxes, you know, which I was hoping it would start July 1st, because they'd start withholding and they'd actually start getting money July 1st, but they, I guess, made it retroactive. So
it did, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to hurt. I've already spent that money.
Yeah, it doesn't take me long. I can guarantee you that. And, you know, going back to that Marlette Bridge possibility, and again, I just say possibility, there's a lot of things that have to happen, as we just discussed, for any of that to really move forward. But that, the fact that we're kind of looking in that direction, that just kind of speaks to the fact that we're looking with the growth of Pott County.
Correct.
We're looking for more routes back and forth, because right now 24 really is kind of the main way to, you know, obviously to get to Wamego, but to get to anywhere in Pott County.
Well, it's about 24,000 cars a day on there, and that's already I feel overloaded. You know, they're going to put a second left turn lane at the road there just east of Manhattan, and eventually they'll signalize there at Excel Road too. But that's just kind of a band-aid, I think. I mean, there's so much traffic on there. It still comes into one point here in Manhattan and things, and so eventually it's going to have to have an alternate route. For safety reasons, if nothing else, you know, a big tanker truck blow up, catch fire on one of them bridges. I mean, you can't imagine the disaster to back up that much traffic and try to funnel them through one or two lanes at that point. Plus, we'll never have rail service up to the north, west of here, all the small towns, elevators. And so the grain trucks won't have to come down through Manhattan to head to the terminal down at the Peaker, Kansas City. They'll basically be able to go around. So I anticipate there'll be quite a bit of truck traffic, too.
All right, let's go ahead and see 9:46. Let's get one more break in if people have some questions. Give some more time. Take some tough questions for you, Commissioner Wells. More on In Focus coming up on News Radio KMAN.